Hello again, and welcome to Tips with Andrew. I am Andrew Sapiano. Thank you so much for joining me on this happy Friday. Yes, we made it. The weekend is almost here. We just have this day to go through. Quick update before we get started. doTERRA this month, there's only 3 days left in this month, is giving away free $50 in product points when you enroll with 150 PV order or more. It's also giving a whole bunch of free stuff away when you enroll with 200 or more. So if you're interested in free stuff, if you're interested in getting your hands on this stuff, definitely drop me a comment, send me a message, and we'll get you rocking and rolling. I am in the finishing touches of the weight loss course that I am putting together for beginners. If this is something that interests you or you know of somebody that's interested in this, definitely drop me a comment. We'll get you some early bird access. Tons of cool things that comes along with that. That's what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. When we talk about weight loss, exercise is a huge part of it. And we need to exercise. We need to get some sort of movement. And, so that's where I wanted to talk about. Today we're talking love handles, right? Love handles is one of those things that a lot of us can't seem to shake. We don't always, and they always seem to come in, in ways that we don't like, or areas right in our life that we are not prepared for. And as much as we can't do what's called targeted weight loss, fat loss, we can do some things to help out and to help sort of a full body effect, right? So that's where I want to come in and give some tips, that some exercises actually that I like to do, and hopefully they help you. Let's get it started. So, oh yeah, hydration. Definitely want to hydrate. What I want to start with more than anything first is stretching. Stretching is huge, and it should definitely be, oh, we are off course. Mayday, 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 mayday. Right. So stretching is definitely one of those things that you want to make sure that you're doing first. And I switched the camera around, so, and it's also one of those things that you want to make sure that, you want to do it before and after your exercise. You want to make sure that you're really putting, your full effort into it, if you will. What are we starting with? Starting with the back. I like the back stretches, right? So we grab our arm, just go a little bit over like this. Pull your arm right like this, grab your other arm, and then just pull, feel the stretch all the way down your back like that. 10, 15 seconds, right? Other arm, go like this. Pull your arm towards your body, feel the stretch all down your back. I like to sort of give a little bit of resistance, right? So my other arm will be pushing against my arm, pulling it towards my body, just to give it some sort of resistance. I like it that way because it gives a little bit more of an exercise than if you're just, if you're just stretching, right? Next, we'll do the triceps. And this one, you're going to feel basically all the way down your side here. I love this one. Grab your elbow, pull it down towards the bottom of your, towards the ground. 10, 15 seconds. Switch arms like that. Oh, I love this one. This, you can really feel this one all the way down, right, if you're doing it properly. 10, 15 seconds. Don't go overboard with your stretching. If you need to, if you find that you need a little bit more of a stretch, come back to it, right? So do 10, 10, and then 10, and then 10. Don't try and really do too much all at once. Next, we're going to stretch the chest. I like grabbing a wall like this and then just turning, right? And then just turning right into it. So basically what you're doing is put your arm up like this, and you're trying to pull your body weight back. Feel the stretch, right? All through your arm, down in your side there. And, really, really get it, right? So then go to the other side. Another way you could do this is to lock your hands just like that in behind your body. And then lift just up, and then you'll feel it all the way down there. I like that one. That one's a new one that I actually just learned. Next, we're going to stretch the groin, right? Feet as far apart as is comfortable, and then just down like that, right? And feel the stretch all the way up your groin. Put your hands on your knee, and then just sit down to feel the stretch more. Come over to the other side, right? Sitting down, feeling the stretch right up in there. Next one is our thighs. I don't have the greatest balance, so I grab a wall or a chair or something of that sort. What I did here is if you put your finger on your belly button, it kind of balances your body out, if you will. The one thing you want to avoid is the bouncing, right? Bouncing all like that, because then you're not actually getting a stretch. You're just, you kind of look like a fool. All right, next one is the calves. I love this one because it's really good stretch and it feels really good. So I suggest grabbing a wall or something of that sort. Grab your, put your foot up like this and then really reach. So then you're putting your back leg down, have your heel touch the ground, and then bend your knee forward so that you can really feel the stretch in the back of your calf. Same thing on the other side. Touch your heel to the ground. Make sure that your heel's touching the ground, and then that way it will help to it'll help you to feel the stretch a lot more. I love that one. Like I said, it's one of my favorites because it feels so good to me. that's sort of what I'm going with on that one. All right, so we got stretching. Oh, and then stretch your hamstrings. Hamstrings are huge to stretch, and they will hurt if you don't stretch. What I like to do is grab a chair like this. That way I can really feel the stretch a little bit more. Leg up, and then you're gonna reach just like this across your body, right? Grab the chair, and then what am I doing? I'm holding the chair while leaning back. That's what I'm doing. And then you'll feel it all the way up your hamstring. I've fallen in love with this one. There's probably more efficient ways to stretch your hamstring, but this is one that I like. So this is one that I use, and it seems to work for me. I haven't had any hamstring pulls, I don't think. So water, definitely hydrate. All right. Let's get it. All right, so exercise number one is what's called a triangle pose. So this one's more of a yoga move than anything. So we're gonna start feet a little bit further than shoulder width apart, or no, we go all the way. So feet as far as you can put them without straining yourself, right? So you don't wanna be so far that you can't control it, and you don't want to be so far that you can't control it, but you don't want to be in too far that you're not actually getting a stretch or a workout, right? So keep our feet as far apart as we can while keeping keeping in, you know, formation, I guess, if you will. So then what we want to do is we want to turn our foot, whichever leg you start with. I'm starting with my left leg. Feel free to start with your right leg. It doesn't matter. This is the leg that I picked. Point your leg straight out, sideways. Have your other leg still planted, pointing frontwards. So we take this foot, and then this is what we're going to do, right? Arms out to the side, all the way down. Keeping this leg straight. We want to keep this leg as straight as possible. And grab our ankles. Have our arm up like this, and then reach and look back that way. This one, you're gonna wanna hold 10, 15, 20 seconds. And then when you come up in a nice, controlled, relaxed form. Don't just flip yourself up, right? If you feel like you're about to fall over, definitely do something to catch your balance. Don't fall over that way. That won't actually do you any good. So then for the next one, same thing. We plant our foot going straight. we turn our other foot out sideways, right? So we've got this one, and then same thing. Arms out to the side like that, down here. Grab your leg, grab your ankle, or as far down as you can, and then have your arm up in the air and look up. What you want to do is you want to look up to your hand like that. So you're actually working out this whole part of your body. And when you turn, you're working out the other side of your body. So this is one that I like because it works out both sides sort of all at once, if you will. This one's actually, like I said, it's more of a yoga pose. So it's not something that you're going to do repetitions. You want to look for more for amount of time that you're holding it. So hold that one for about 20 seconds. Now, I say 20 seconds, but really what we're looking for is whatever you can do that you feel comfortable with, right? So if you could do 20 seconds, do 20 seconds. If you can only do 10, only do 10. If you can only do 5, only do 5. Do what you can, and then that'll give you momentum to keep going and want to keep going. My next one that I have is, so it's called kettlebell swings. I don't actually own a kettlebell. So we're gonna do a bit of a modification in, I am using a, what is this? This is a medicine ball. So if you have a kettlebell, definitely use a kettlebell. If you have a medicine ball, you can use a medicine ball. The thing that I will mention with the medicine ball is this is supposed to be done with a kettlebell, which is, it has a handle. So you're actually holding the handle while you're throwing it. If with the ball, you have to hold the ball. Don't release the ball. Be one with the ball. This one's 8 pounds, so if I were to release it, I'm very positive that it would do a lot more damage than I would care to fix at the current moment, right? So this one, we're going to do a modified version with a medicine ball. You don't actually even have to do this with a weight or anything in particular. You can just do it if you have something heavy-ish that you can use. I'm trying to look around. Oh, this is cool right here. Boom. There you go. A water jug. This one's actually perfect. It'll probably work even better because it's actually in the form of a kettlebell. But that's what I'm talking about. When we're talking about using weights with working out, it doesn't have to be anything huge, excessive. You don't even actually have to have weights. You can just have just something heavy in your house that you can use. So for this one, feet a little bit further than shoulder width apart, right? We're going to sit back a little bit, not so far down because we're not trying to squat, but just a little bit so that you're kind of in like a 45 degree angle. Knees aren't above the toes. So what we want to do is we're basically just going to throw the ball up. And what you want to do is you want to focus on your hips going back and forth. We don't want to swing ourselves, right? And we don't want to be all out of control, all like that. We want to be in control. So we're going to just like this and then hips up, down, hips up, right? Hips out, hips up. That's all we're doing. Boom. And this one, you'll want to do a repetition of some sort. You can, if you have a timer, right, you can do the timer, but, 10, 15, I guess we'll do, right? So we're going up, boom. And you want to be controlled, all the way controlled. Control all the way through. Rest period, do 3, 4, 5 sets, whatever you can do with that one. But with this one, what you want to make sure more than anything is you're looking at your form. Proper form more than anything is what's going to be beneficial in your exercise. Whew, getting a little bit of a workout in. This is good. Getting our blood pumping, flowing, everything's rocking and rolling. All right. Okay, now we're going to get on the ground here. We are going to do... Oh, let's see what happens when I do this. All right. Cool. Everything I ream on. All right. Cool. So. Oops. Okay, so what we're going to do with this one is called crab kicks. This one is actually one that... it's a little bit awkward right at the beginning. So what we're going to do is we're going to lay, I have a side note, I have a yoga mat. You don't actually need a mat of any sort to do the exercises. It just feels comfortable than the ground. That's the reason that I use it. Oh. All right, so what we want to do, hands behind our back, okay? Knees bent right like that, 45 degree angle. We're going to lift our butt up off the ground, and then we're just going to feet up in the air like that. But then, we're going to do a little movement to it. Oh. Right, so you want to be in a controlled motion. Let's do it from the side. Maybe you can see it from the side better. Oh, I got weights right in here, so we'll do this like this. Can you see it from the side a little bit better, right? Arms down, right up like that, and we're just up like that. And that's what we're doing. If you can't do fast, right, do controlled motion. That's what we're looking for more than anything. Like I said, form is gonna help you a lot more than anything else. So then you can, right? It takes some getting used to, but that one's actually really good for kind of like a whole body exercise. Helps your arms, helps your back, helps your abdomen, helps your legs, helps your cardio. Whew, that one's a good one. All right, what's next? Russian twists. Yeah, Russian twists. This one again. We can use, I'm gonna use the medicine ball. You don't actually have to. I will show with and without the medicine ball. So what we wanna do, we're sitting on the ground. We've got our feet for 45 degree angle, right? Lift the legs up just so that they're kind of in a parallel version to the floor. And then we're twisting, boom. Boom, boom, boom. And we want to, again, focus on form. Repetitions this time, we need to remember that this one, each side is one rep. If we do, right, 10 reps, we will end up with, if we do 10 reps, that's only 5 on each side. So if you're looking for more than 5 on each side, definitely take that into consideration. Now, you don't have to actually use a medicine ball or anything. You could just, with your hands, pretend you're holding something. That's what you want to do. Or even just, I don't know if you clasp your hands together, but definitely pretend like you're holding something, and then just boom, like that, right? So bring your legs up off the ground, parallel, and then over. And then just twist. And that's all we're looking for, just a twist. Medicine ball, right? And what we want to focus on more than anything is controlled motion. You don't want to be flinging yourself all over the place, nor do you want to be throwing yourself all over the place, because that's when you get hurt and definitely not going to feel good. All right, next one is called hip rolls. So this one I'll probably do from the side as well as the front. So what we want to do is lay on the ground. Arms all the way down on the ground, just like that, right? Hips or legs up in the air in a 90 degree angle, and then just roll all the way down. Feel it right here in your back, and then over. And then just do controlled motions, right? We don't want to go too fast. We don't want to go too slow. So we just want to be right at that perfect moment, right? So control your motions. Don't try and go too fast, because you won't actually help your body in any real beneficial way. You'll actually probably end up hurting yourself more than anything. From the side, in case you guys didn't see that, so we're putting our arms down right like that, right? Legs up 90 degree, okay? See the 90? Just like that. And then we're gonna, like a windshield wiper, right? Over that way, roll that way, and just feel it all the way in your back, in your, actually this one's more for the back than anything,
And you can actually feel it in your sides too. But what we want to do more than anything is we need to think of the body as like a well-oiled machine, right? So we want to work the back with the front, the upper with the lower. And this one is a real easy way to work the back while you're working the front at kind of at the same time. And then my last one is the plank. Plank is actually relatively easy. You are just sort of, what I like to do is clasp my hands together, but I don't actually like to, I like to just put them like that. Some people like to have their arms straight up like that, whichever is easier for you, whichever feels more comfortable. What we want to do is you're just trying to get your body as straight as possible. So arms down like that, right? Legs out, and then just hold in a straight line. Try and have your back as straight as possible. Have your body as straight as possible, and then just hold it. And for that one, again, there's no reps or anything that you can do for that one. So we want to hold it for as long as we can. A lot of times you're gonna feel yourself start shaking right off the bat. So, you know, you want to, you're probably only gonna make 10, 15, maybe 20 seconds. That's fine, that's totally fine. Do what you can and don't get discouraged. One other time from the side here. Arms straight out like that. I like to keep my hands together. You don't necessarily have to. Legs out. Oh, yeah. And then just have your body in a straight line, right? Think of the name that it suggests. It's a plank. So you want to have it straight like a plank. Whew. And then after that, definitely you want to do your stretches. End off with some stretches. What you want to do, if you can, do some sort of like a warm down. But those are tips for a different time. This one we're talking about love handles. So also, side note, cardio exercises are great for helping sort of like a whole body fat, if you will, like the whole body experience. So cardio is actually a great way to help overall body fat. What I wanted to end off a little bit with here was some essential oils. Essential oils like lime are great for, this one's a citrus oil, right? So it's great for uplifting, invigorating. It's also nice and cleansing, detoxifying. But what I like more than anything about lime is it's got anti-inflammatory properties in it. So it's actually great for when you have sort of any discomfort, if you will, you know, some... we'll leave it at discomfort. So if you've got any sort of that, lime oil is definitely going to help. I suggest using a carrier oil with that one. A fractionated coconut oil, think cooking oil, right? Olive oil, jojoba oil, stuff like that. Canola oil, that's another one. What you're looking for in that instance is just, slow the absorption. So essential oils at the very base of it are volatile aromatic compounds. So what the carrier oil does is it just slows the absorption and allows for more targeted, deeper penetration. My next oil is lemongrass. I like this one, and actually because this one is, it's good for helping muscle and tendon repair. So anytime you feel anything sort of out of the ordinary that you wouldn't like it to be there in terms of your muscles and tendons, definitely lemongrass is great. I love using that one in my my discomfort blends that I put together for my shoulders and my knees. That's all I got for you for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Feel free to share this with your friends, a family member, perhaps somebody from your team that you feel needs to hear this. If you'd like to learn more about essential oils or how to get your hands on some of this cool stuff that I'm talking about, or how to get some free stuff from doTERRA this month, definitely drop me a comment, send me a message, and we'll get you rocking and rolling. Thank you so much for joining me. I really hope you guys have an awesome rest of your Friday and enjoy your weekend. I love you guys. Have a great, wonderful, awesome rest of your day. I look very forward to talking to you again. Love you guys. Bye for now.